So I have a long title. I'm not going to read it. Thank you, Mary, for letting me pretty much be able to skip this slide. I do want to point out that in Colorado, harmful algal blooms are sort of a new occurrence for us. We've had them for a while. We have yet had no cases of harmful algal bloom illnesses. However, last year, they started to occur more frequently and earlier, longer seasons, basically. So we started to take a look at this in Colorado. There are no nationwide monitoring or regulation of these cyanobacterial toxins that are produced from the harmful algal blooms, and some states have action levels, and all states pretty much have different action levels. We're all kind of waiting for the EPA to come out with their recommendations, which are expected in draft this fall. So we worked with our partners, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. They came to us on April 21st, 2015. I'm going to shorten their presentation. These are the actual slides from their presentation. I'm taking the first slide and last slide. Basically, saying they came to us talking about toxic algae. What do we do? Is it safe for the public to swim? Should we eat fish caught from the lake, et cetera? So we wanted to start talking about those thresholds that we might be wanting to implement in Colorado, specific to Colorado recreational waters. So there was a large group of participants at the table, as folks know, that are dealing with emerging issues where everybody wants to come to the table and have input and start discussions about what should we do. There was a big group of people. How did we start? We are a member of the Environmental Public Health Tracking Network, which Blair introduced and others have talked about. So some of our partners, I've just shown three examples here, but some of our partners are already actively involved in harmful algal blooms and tracking them across their states and giving information out to stakeholders and the public about what to do if you come in contact with blue-green algae or want more information. So first thing we did was reach out to our partners. Then we did a literature review and sort of came up with some numbers of our own use. I don't know if that's very legible to you guys, but basically we came up with two levels, a caution level and a warning level. Based on the information that was available in the literature, we only had a warning threshold for microcystin. The other three cyanotoxins just don't have enough information in the literature right now to really get to that detailed of a level. And for those of you that are interested in the math and how we came up with our guidance numbers, I'd be happy to talk to you about it further. I'm just flashing the equation up here on the screen. We did use, as I mentioned, existing literature and came up with average and high-end guidelines for children of various ages, and obviously wanted to err on the side of caution, so we went with our high-end estimates for children 2 to 6 and average estimates for children age 6 to 11. That's where those numbers came from the previous table. At the same time, we also worked with our health communication specialist and those at the Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife and the Colorado Department of Agriculture, who's also participating, and came up with some signage that we wanted to be able to post at those areas where harmful algal blooms were observed. We have the two levels, the caution and the warning. They are both in English and Spanish. We also came up with a fact sheet, which is available for download on our website, and we also have it as a resource to take with us when we go and talk to folks or have opportunities to give information about toxic algae in Colorado. Again, I mentioned we have a website, so we have this information available on our Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment website, and we also put it on our Environmental Public Health Tracking portal, and we hope to follow this. We have the information available. That is really illegible. I'm sorry. We have the information available on click through the different topics on our portal, and we hope to follow that with some data showing where the algal blooms are occurring in Colorado and potentially the levels of cyanotoxins that we're seeing there. So I want to acknowledge those folks that worked with me on this project, and we'll answer questions later. Thank you.